At the March 27th meeting of the Pocahontas County Historic Landmarks Commission, there was a discussion with the Pocahontas County Opera House Foundation's operations manager, Bryn Cusick, about maintenance needs at the Opera House. The Landmarks Commission owns the Opera House, while the Opera House Foundation operates it and schedules the performances there. There was a suggestion made that instead of having the Foundation come to the Landmarks Commission every time a minor repair or maintenance issue arises, perhaps the Landmarks Commission should establish a maintenance fund which the Foundation can draw on to pay for those themselves. That discussion led the Landmarks Commission members to conclude that perhaps there should be an official written lease between the Landmarks Commission and the Opera House Foundation, and then a maintenance fund could be established. Although there was no official vote on this at the meeting, all of the members seemed to like the idea of a lease, as did Bryn Cusick. Some of the maintenance issues at the Opera House which were mentioned included the repair or replacement of the exit signs, interior painting, and window treatments. The members also discussed the possibility of building an office for the foundation upstairs where the Landmarks Commission could also keep a filing cabinet or two for record storage. Cusick announced that this year marks the 25th anniversary of the Opera House Foundation's performance series at the Opera House. In other matters, Brad Hertko volunteered to design an official letterhead for the Historic Landmarks Commission. Landmarks Chairman Jason Bosserman said that the Upper Pocahontas Community Coalition has been recording detailed interviews with former employees of the House Tannery in Frank. They hope to preserve those memories and stories for future generations. Landmark member Tim Wade talked about the restoration of the old county clerk's office in Huntersville. He said the contractor, Frank Unger, has repaired the rafters and stabilized the brick exterior walls and has ordered additional historic accurate matching bricks. Wade said they are about one-third complete on the restoration and hope to have the building fully restored in time for the celebration of West Virginia Day in June. Member Bob Sheets talked about the event he is holding at the Revolutionary Era Fort Warwick on June 22nd and 23rd. The event, which is open to the public, will feature an herbalist and an artist who does archaeological drawings, as well as tours of the fort's archaeological project. Sheets also brought a replica Native American trade musket, similar to those used from 1774 to 1783. The metal plate on the gun was actually excavated from the site at Fort Warwick. You can see a photo of Sheets holding the musket with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.